great music choice. It's a download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time once again for the download's homework assignment. We love the notion here on the show that the radio can go back to the day when it was useful. It was the center of the family room, a tool to not only entertain, but to assist in our daily lives. And you know what? We're going to need that coming up with a walkout here on April 1st. We're definitely all going to need to get around the radio on the day that our kids can't go to school. In studio with us tonight, Matt Barron. Barron is a teacher in the Chicago Public Schools. He's also a musician here in town, and he uses that skill to form the band Future Hits. Future Hits is a music project for kids, families, and teachers. While teaching for Chicago Public Schools, Barron began writing songs with corresponding activities and differentiated assessments. Future Hits' next show is April 9th at Art on Sedgwick, which is an interactive arts concert. And Matthew Barron and Stephen Gilpin, another teacher, are here tonight. Good to see you guys. Thanks for being back.
Thanks for having us back, Justin.
All right, let's do the quick elevator pitch again because it's been a while. We haven't had you in here since, I think, January or so. So let's talk about what we're doing here. We're trying to bring the homework to the Download Nation.
Well, thanks. Yeah, so I started writing songs to teach about literacy and language themes, primarily to my English as a second language students at Chicago Public Schools. So from there, it sort of developed into a couple of songs, into a few albums, tons of differentiated assessments and activities, after school programs, which is how I met Stephen. He actually taught this enrichment class after school on the Future Hits behalf. So it's evolving as time goes on.
And again, it's essentially the music is teaching kids about reading.
The music's a springboard for the educational theme. So as opposed to using a book or an article or a poem, the song is the basis for the unit or the lesson to follow. So the kids can get comfortable reciting the text, or mm-hmm. it approaches them in a more friendly way as opposed to a daunting piece of text.
All right. I love it. What's our unit tonight?
So this song I actually wrote with two of my third grade ESL students. It's called the There, There, There song.
Oh, we're doing There, There, There tonight.
So,
that's a good one to end March here. There, There, There.
The grammar police.
Grammar police.
All right. So here we go. Matt Barron and Stephen Gilpin, who's on the ukulele with the unit tonight. We're doing There, There, There. What's
there,
the name
there,
of this? What's
the name song
of
the song? Is called There, There,
There.
There we
go. All right. Take it away, guys.
Goes like this.
H-E-R-E, there over there. T-H-E-I-R, their smiles are big. T-H-E-Y apostrophe,
R-E,
they're my friends. They're their song. Smiles are big. T-H-E-Y apostrophe
R-E.
They're my friends. They're song. They're song. By Arna and Lena C.
There we go. That is a lesson not just for our children. That's a lesson that could be for a lot of adults listening tonight here at WGN Radio. Future
we
hits.
We mess it up too, so.
You mess it up. It sounded good.
No, we mess it up. That's why we wrote the song for ourselves.
That's right.
The 2-2-2 song.
Good idea.
There you go. Future Hits, next show, April 9th at Art on Sedgwick, an interactive arts concert. All right, so there. That's one song. Let's go right to the next. I mean, this is the unit. The unit's there. What else we got tonight?
So this one is actually teaching about a variety of things. Well, first I'll teach about an idiom. So if something is around the corner, Justin, Does that mean that it's literally peeking around the corner looking at you? Or what does it mean if something's around the corner?
I mean, it's over by there.
It's over by there?
Yeah, that's what you do, right? It's over by there.
Okay, let's break it down for Justin a little bit. So if something's around the corner, it means it's coming very soon.
Right. Okay.
So when did spring start?
March, well, people get mad at me because I said the 21st, but it's really the 20th.
I know. Yeah. But if we look outside right now, does it really feel like spring?
No.
Not exactly.
So we would say that spring is around the corner.
Yeah. Okay.
And this song has hand motions, which we won't do right now, but it teaches us about what spring, what happens in the spring. And this is geared towards younger kids. I wrote this for, I teach pre-K music once a week for my school, so I wrote this to teach that level. So
about what's coming up, what's around the corner, what's coming up soon. A perfect song for tonight, which we thought we were in the spring and we're not.
Exactly.
Anymore.
The elements of spring.
All right, here we go.
Spring's around the corner. Here we go.
Matt Barron and Stephen Gilpin.
1, 2, 3, 4. S. What's that spell?
Spring.
Spring is around the corner. 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 The sun comes out.
The sun comes out.
The leaves grow back.
The leaves grow back.
The flowers sprout.
The flowers sprout.
The children shout.
The children shout.
What's that spell?
Spring.
Spring is around the corner. 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 The doggies bark.
Doggies bark.
The daddies smile.
The daddies smile.
The mommies run.
The mommies run.
All the while.
All the while.
The sun comes out.
The sun comes out.
The leaves grow back.
The leaves grow back.
The flowers sprout.
The flowers sprout.
The children shout.
The children shout.
Spring is around the corner. Spring is around the corner. Spring is around the corner. Whoa. What's that smell?
Spring!
Spring is around the corner. Whoa! Spring is around the corner. Whoa! Whoa!
Woo! There we go. You got some very topical songs tonight. Future hits,
indeed.
You know, they're
ready
there.
For
and
you.
Spring is around the corner, which is serving as a motivating, like a motivational sort of song for people who can't stand today.
Right. Yeah, it's right? Kind of an anthem, too.
It's an anthem.
It's
there you go.
It's kind of a call and response and a real interactive feel, which I think is true to the spirit and the mantra of Future Hits.
And having started teaching these younger kids, a lot of the songs that I had written before go right over their head, and understandably so, because they're geared for first, second, third grade students. So when I'm trying to teach them about vowel sounds when they're 3 or 4, that's purely enrichment. They really don't follow all the time. So, again, I'm starting to come up with songs that are more interactive, call and response. We do hand signals for this one. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of a new area for us.
Yeah. Well, this is a big time for you guys. I mean, obviously with the spring and the summer, when you get to go outside and do some shows that are outside. I mean, do you find yourself doing more and more kids' shows because there's so many festivals, things like that?
Yeah, we've generally played some of the street fests, Wicker Park, Green Fest, Dew Division. We'll play Millennium Park a couple times normally. But this year I'm really actively trying to find some sort of different kinds of shows, such as the thing at Art on Sedgwick. We're bringing in another amazing musician named Rob Fry, who goes under Flux Bikes, and a former colleague and a current friend of mine, Kate Schick, an art teacher for CPS. She's going to lead an amazing activity that's sort of stemming from the themes of some of the songs we'll be doing, which will be travel and modes of transportation that day. So we're trying to develop our own sort of concerts and programming in addition to the festivals, which of course we love to play. It's great to be outside and perform.
The band is called Future Hits. They're going to be playing on April 9th at Art on Sedgwick, an interactive arts concert. You can find that online. Matt Barron and Stephen Gilpin in studio. They're part of not only Future Hits, but they come here on the Download regularly to learn us a little bit, to give us a couple lessons. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.